If you like to keep score, this time of year is ideal. The NBA and NHL playoffs are underway, both Major League and College Baseball full swing. Major golf and tennis tournaments are spring staples. And John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, likes to keep score too. He sometimes distributes arrows pointing up for people and things doing well, and arrows pointing down for people and things doing not so well. This week, he sits down with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics to dispense those arrows. Roby first asked him to assign an arrow to Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
Way up.
Really?
Even with your criticism of some of the things that happened at the end that you don't like?
Roby, there are two kinds of criticisms. There's the kind I direct at the president for his obvious lack of character and decency. Then there are my differences with Asa Hutchinson, which, if you will notice, they tend to be honest philosophical differences, primarily about Medicaid work requirement, cutting taxes for the wealthy, and giving vouchers for people to leave the public schools to go to the private schools. Those do not reflect his character. They simply reflect that he and I have philosophical differences about those, strong philosophical differences, to the extent that I don't think I could ever vote for a guy who did that, but that doesn't matter. I can still tell you that that he's a good governor, and my differences are honest philosophical ones.
So the arrows are political in nature. Did he play his politics successfully?
The arrows were created in the column on the old Newsweek model, which was a conventional wisdom. And conventional wisdom can be wrong, but it's usually superficial. But they've come to mean just how are your fortunes by my objective assessment, not do how I feel about your view on this or that. And this guy, this will go down as one of our more historic legislative sessions. Transformation of government. It was a big deal when Bumpers did it in 1971.
We're still talking about it today, so it obviously was.
It's a big deal. Over 2,000 pages of legislation, and now the implementation. All tax classes, income class taxes, have had a tax cut. We no longer have the highest top income tax rate in the region. We're a decimal point under somebody, Louisiana. We have a highway program. At the start of the session, this is a tough one. How are we going to get this done? Well, we passed some road user taxes, and now we referred to the other part of it to the voters, which is necessary. Internet taxes, we've been talking about that forever. Got that done, which will be a boon to municipal governments and local governments as well. It was one of our more accomplished legislative sessions. A lot of the stuff that made it seem so horrible, the headlines about weird, extreme right-wing bills, those didn't pass, and largely because I continue to call Asa Hutchinson the adult in the room. I think he has a moderating influence on the hog farms, on the stand your ground. And I don't even blame him too much for going along with this sanctuary city thing because it wasn't worth the fight because it doesn't do anything. So, way up for Asa.
President Donald Trump.
Yes.
I really don't even know where to begin to kind of classify his week that was, his month that was, his 2 years that was, what's around the corner in about the time we get off this set. But I guess if just at this moment today, where would you rank?
I'll give him an arrow up. I think he has one path to reelection, one path to burdening this country for 8 years with his preposterous presidency, and he's squarely on that path. It is to keep his base fed, to know how he got there, and the immigration issue is it, and he's doing that. It is to depend on a good economy, which generally, I mean, you can take it apart any number of ways, but a lot of people think they're doing better than they were before, or they're doing okay. And then it's to hope that the Democrats can't put up anybody against him who can do much or any better than Hillary did. And so his arrow is static. His fortunes are static. I believe your phrase is the cake is baked. There are 35 to 38% who are for him, period. He can get up to 46%, depending on the economy and what his opposition is. And then the 46% wouldn't be enough, except it was 3 years ago. Why? Because of the way it was distributed under our electoral system, which gives more power to crocodiles and buffalo and mountain lions than it does to people where they choose to live. So That's his. That's how he is where he needs to be. And there, he is so embedded in our minds and in our attitudes, and he has so numbed us that there's nothing you could say about him. Nothing. Now, maybe if he shot somebody on Fifth Avenue, maybe that was hyperbole. But short of that, there is nothing in his release his income tax returns. They could show him beholden to Russian oligarchs. Won't matter to the equation I just described. Mueller report. Let's have it out and let's put it out there and Barr overstated. Mueller made a much stronger case for abortion. Does not matter. We all know how we feel. Nobody's going to be surprised by that, and nobody's going to change. So I give him an arrow up because there's only one place he can be to remain viable, and that's where he is. Mm. He's squarely on that path. And it is an entirely different dynamic than anything we've seen in politics, because you cannot embarrass him anymore. And you really can't change anybody. Clinton almost got there. Clinton, there's a lot of similarities, but Trump is Clinton to an exponential power in that respect.
The Democratic presidential field, let's give them an arrow.
Oh, down.
Down? Down. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Surely, is this a collective down, or is this a, there might be a few individuals with some arrows up?
Well, yeah, it's not a, right. It's okay. It's a general assessment of the field at present. And at present, I don't see anybody who is just a knocked down, lock it up guy. Biden.
Or woman.
Thank you. You saved me so many times, and it's just, I'm so. If Biden was the savior, he would have not lost two races for president before. He has his flaws, and they've recently been eliminated. Bernie Sanders is second. Bernie Sanders. The division that Bernie Sanders represents in the Democratic Party, which is the reason for the arrow down, this emerging socialist view is not just Bernie anymore. It's now a broader movement in the party. I was watching Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes and thinking that in Arkansas just a few weeks ago, she was the face of liberalism, and it was why no one in Arkansas wants to be a Democrat, because she's so liberal. She is now the pragmatic center of the Democratic Party. And this could be an election of seismic trouble for the Democrats, in a schism between as it tries to decide how to define itself in this Trump era. So right now, I don't see anybody who scares Trump that much, or who disturbs that equation I just cited. I just don't see him. The single most impressive, if I was giving individual arrows would be Buttigieg. The guy's just smart, and he has a command of issues, and he phrases things in a way that are not based on personal attacks on Trump, because there's no reason to personally attack Trump. He inflicts his trouble on himself in a tweet storm every morning. Buttigieg is saying we need to talk about our vision of the country and where we're going to take the country, and how that is disparate from Trump. But he's 37 years old. He's only been mayor of South Bend, and I'm not sure that in our electoral distribution of votes, being gay is not a problem. I wish it weren't, but I'm not sure. So altogether, for all those reasons, I give the field, the Democratic presidential field, an arrow down today.
John Brummett is a political writer and columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com, including some digital-only columns each Wednesday. He talks with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics almost every week here on Ozarks at Large. You can find more from Roby and Talk Business at talkbusiness.net.